Chapter 67. Maybe one of them drove the other one over, Simpson said, to get the rental car. Did they stash the rental at their condo, Jesse said, after they picked it up? Where, Simpson said. All the parking spaces are assigned. If they put it in somebody else's spot, it would draw attention. Which they don't want to do, Jesse said. Maybe on the street? It's a tow zone on both sides of the road, Simpson said. Side road, Jesse said. In theory, Simpson said, that's resident parking only. How often do we enforce that? Not often, Simpson said, but they don't know that. So, anything they did with the rental car would risk drawing attention, which obviously they needed to avoid. Or they parked it at the mall earlier in the day, Jesse said, and took cabs. Simpson said, you think they're dumb enough to take a cab? They think they're brilliant, Jesse said, and they think we're stupid. So they could have, Simpson said. Yes. Paradise Taxi is the only one in town, Simpson said. Go see them, Jesse said. Now? Now. When Suit was gone, Jesse swung his chair around and put his feet up on the sill of his back window and looked out at the fire trucks parked in front of the fire station. The phone rang. Jesse answered. Captain Healy, Molly said, on line two. Bullets match, Healy said. The one they took out of Anthony? Yep, and the ones that were trapped in your vest. We knew they would, Jesse said. How about the car rental companies? The rental companies are an air ball, Healy said. We checked in a 50-mile radius, including Logan Airport. Nobody named Lincoln rented a car. How about the ones that deliver? We thought of that, too, Healy said. We're a small department, Jesse said, but we try hard. There's only two companies in the 50-mile radius that deliver, Healy said. Neither one of them has delivered to Paradise. You get any print matches from their condo, Jesse said? Nope, they're not in the system that we can find. You know it's not really their condo. They rent it? Yep, from a guy working a 2-year consulting project in Saudi Arabia. He'll be pleased to hear they took off, Jesse said, unless they paid up front. Would you? Jesse said. When I knew I was going to disappear? No, I don't think I would. When he was off the phone, Jesse swiveled his chair, put his feet back on the windowsill, and looked at the fire trucks again. They had a false identity. They must have had it in place standing by. That's why they had been so easy and open about their history in Cleveland. Maybe the Cleveland identity was assumed, too. If you had time and some smarts, you could prepare a full new one. Driver's license, credit cards, or 5 full new ones. Standing on the running board of one of the fire trucks, a news photographer was taking pictures through the window. Jesse could imagine the caption. Paradise Police Chief Jesse Stone ponders his next move. Jesse kept sitting. If they had a long-established alternate identification, then they must have had a long-established plan to kill people. Maybe Paradise wasn't the first. People like that didn't stop very often. If Paradise wasn't the first place they'd pursued their passion, it probably wouldn't be the last. They were unconnected. They didn't need work. Sue K. Simpson came into the office. I talked with Paradise Cab on the phone. There were 11 cab fares in the last week, Suit said, out of Paradise. 7 of them went to the airport, 2 went to the Northeast Mall, 1 went to New England Baptist Hospital, 1 went to Wonderlong Dog Track. In the winter, Jesse said. They run all year, Suit said. In this weather, it'd be easier just to mail them a check, Jesse said. You California guys are wimps, Suit said. Hardy New Englanders like to be there when they lose it. Jesse nodded. So they could have cabbed to the airport, picked up the rental, drove it to the mall. Or one of them could have, and the other one could have picked them up and driven them home in the Saab. They like to do things together, Jesse said. So you figure they both went for the rental car and drove it to the mall in time for the shootout? Yes. What if they rented it the day before, Suit said, and parked it at the mall? Car would have been parked there overnight, it might have attracted attention, and they'd have had to take a cab to the mall on the day of the shooting. Why wouldn't they have just driven the Saab over and left it when they swapped cars? Don't know. Maybe they're so yuppied out that they couldn't bear to abandon the Saab. Hell, Jesse, they abandoned it anyway, along with the condo. Yeah, but it was safely parked in the garage. We are not dealing with entirely rational people here. You think they're crazy? They killed a bunch of people for no apparent reason. Good point, Suit said. Either way, we're looking for cab rides on the day of the shooting, Jesse said. Isn't there a subway station near the dog track? Yeah, on the Blue Line. We used to take it into Boston when I was a kid. Bunch of stops. Revere Beach, Orient Heights, the airport, Maverick Square in East Boston. Jesse nodded. Okay, he said. Check the cabs to the airport and to Wonderland on that day. Talk to the drivers, see if they can describe who they took and where they picked them up. Get a list of names from all the rental companies at the airport and who they rented a car to that day. That's going to take some time, Suit said. It might, Jesse said, or you might score on the first guy you ask. Not likely, Suit said. Just as likely as last, Jesse said. No, Suit said. Never happens like that. Jesse shrugged. When Suit was gone, Jesse looked at the fire engine some more. So, where would they go? They were free to go anywhere. They clearly had plenty of money. Tony's ocular scanner made that possible. If it were true. Maybe it was. If it were true, he'd hold a patent on it. If he held a patent on it, they'd have it at the U.S. Patent Office, which would have a website. Jesse stood and opened his office door and yelled, Molly. When she came in, he said, Are you as expert on the internet as you are at everything else? You sound like my husband, Molly said, when he wants something. I need crime-fighting help, Jesse said. You really don't want to do this yourself, Molly said, do you? I need you to find the U.S. Patent Office on the web and see who has patented an optical scanning device. Everybody? The Lincolns appeared to be in their late 40s. Everybody in, oh, say, the last 25 years. And while I'm doing that, Molly said, you'll be in here oiling your baseball glove, thinking of spring. Hey, Jesse said, I'm the chief of police. Molly smiled and saluted. Of course you are, she said. I'll see what I can find.